Families are disguising toddlers as babies to skirt Disney park prices hikes. By Warner Todd Houston on September 24, 2022. Ticket prices are so high at Disney's resorts that some parents are apparently disguising toddlers as infants to skirt the costs. A recent TikTok video of a mother disguising a toddler as an infant in a baby stroller has gone viral, with the mom in the video unrepentant over the cost-saving ruse. "We paid for our tickets and witnessed the funniest thing we had ever seen, and so we decided to share it so you can laugh too," a woman is heard saying on the video, according to the New York Post. The video sparked a debate over the practice, with many commenters supporting the mom since prices at Disney's resorts have skyrocketed. The paper notes that entry for Disney World ranges from $109 to $159 per person for a single-day ticket. The park also maintains that everyone ages 3 and up must pay the full ticket price. Some former Disney gate workers even replied to the post and said they were always instructed to just let it go when parents tried this gambit. Disneyland is also jacking prices. The park raised its ticket prices this year, and as a result, its top-tier ticket is a whopping $1,599 a person. The park let visitors know that its former $1,399 per person package was phased out at the start of the 2022 season. But the top fee is not the only price change. Ticket prices went up across the board at Disneyland this year. Its lowest package went up by $100 per person, while several other levels increased by $50. Disneyland also raised prices last year. With the costs rising at all Disney properties, the costs of visiting the theme parks have soared out of range for the average American family, Fox Business Network reported in May. Disney's rising prices come amid nationwide hikes in inflation that have sent Americans scrambling to pay for everyday necessities, such as food, gasoline, and energy, even as wages are stagnating and failing to keep up with inflation. The price hikes also come on the tail of Disney's headlong leap into left-wing politics, with its vocal and extremely public political campaign to stop Florida's parental rights in education law, which prevents school children from pre-K to third grade from being exposed to gender identity politics in class. Disney lost its battle to stop the law that would prevent preteen children from being exposed to radical, left-wing, gender politics in the Sunshine State's schools. But, despite the loss, Disney chief Bob Chapek vowed to continue the fight to have the common sense law repealed. The full frontal attack on Florida's children moved state Republicans to pass a bill that dismantled Disney's special tax jurisdiction, canceling the company's decades-old tax breaks and carve-outs that were put in place back in the mid-1960s. The move into left-wing politics, along with its continued policy of pushing the radical gay agenda into every aspect of its entertainment properties, sent the company's stock plummeting, adding to the company's 30% stock value free fall in the last 12 months. And by April 20, the Dow Jones Industrial Average reported that Disney is its worst-performing stock for the year. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.